This project began when we started to think about the club's 125th anniversary, when discussions began about that last year. And the 125th anniversary season is going to get kind of kicked off in April, the club's actual birthday, and then it's going to be the following campaign, the following season, that we really celebrate this. And at the Supporters Trust, when we started to think about that, we really wanted to have a fan-led project that was going to leave a lasting legacy for supporters of the club beyond this 125th anniversary celebration. So something that we could do to mark that anniversary, and then actually that would stay and last the test of time as well. And when we started to think about what we wanted to do for that, I think Jimmy Dickinson was someone that immediately came to mind. And I think it's really important, actually increasingly important, to remember people like him. Because obviously the longer that goes between their playing careers and their playing days and the present day, the more chance there is, of course, of people just kind of forgetting and actually it kind of passing away into the annals of time. And I think, you know, when you kind of look at this and start researching this for yourself, Jimmy Dickinson is absolutely central to our club's history. The reason that Pompey are the undisputed kings of the South Coast is down to him and his teams. You know, those two sort of glorious back-to-back seasons where we were the champions of England in 48-49 and 49-50. Jimmy was a really key figure in both of those seasons. And of course, he played over 800 times in all competitions for Pompey. His contribution to our club and its history can't be understated, really. To have someone like him who was representing Pompey on the world stage, playing for England, playing at World Cups, and then to go on to become the club's manager as well after his playing career, he was given an MBE by the Queen. This is a really, really key figure in English football, and he was Pompey. And I think really, actually, he was Mr. Portsmouth. He, like I say, he sort of lived and breathed the club. He was a one club man, one of football's all time great one club men, actually. And to play as often as he did across so many seasons, and to then go on to be the club's manager and secretary and all these other various roles, he was Pompey. He lived and breathed Pompey. And I think he really embodies that one of our own spirit that we as a city really hold dear to this day. And so I think it's really important, actually, that we as a club and as a fan base remember Jimmy and actually commemorate him and all that he did for this club. So that's how this project came to life, really. We wanted something that was going to keep Jimmy's memory alive and actually pass that history down and bring it to life, really, for younger generations of fans.
Okay, so who is creating this statue and what kind of background do they have?
Yeah, so last summer we met several different sculptors, and the person that we selected to give the commission to was Douglas Jennings. He's got a fantastic track record. He's got football sculptures already outside Craven Cottage, which fans might have seen. He's done all sorts of other really high-profile commissions as well. We were really, really impressed with his work. And even so, though, you know, there are so many bad football statues out there, aren't there? I'm sure your listeners can sort of picture some of them. Sort of the Cristiano Ronaldo at Madeira Airport immediately comes to mind. Of course, there's an infamous one up the road, up the M27, isn't there? Intended to kind of honour their manager Ted Bates, but I think many of us thought it looked a little bit more like Milan Mandric. So of course, when you do commission something like this, there's always in the back of your mind, you know, is this going to be a nightmare? Is this going to lead to ridicule from rival fans? Well, I'm pleased to say actually Doug finished the clay work of the statue, so the actual sculpture part of it, recently, and we went up to see it this week. It looks incredible. I'm so thrilled with how it's turned out. We've shown it to Jimmy's family as well, and they're really pleased with it. They've given it their seal of approval. As far as I'm concerned, that's the opinion that matters the most, but I'm absolutely certain this is going to be something fans are really proud to have outside Fratton Park. It's a really elite, top class sporting statue.
And is there an estimated time frame that you expect this to be both completed and installed?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the clay work itself is done now. That's the Doug actually doing the sculpting. The next stage now is to get this cast in bronze, which is what we're crowdfunding this sort of final bit of the money for the project. That's going to take a few months, so it should then be ready, as long as fans kind of swing behind this and get behind us now, should be ready this summer. So we're aiming for a summer unveiling to coincide with the start of the new season, which is going to be the 125th anniversary campaign, of course. And it's going to go just outside the northwest corner of Fratton Park. I've worked really closely with the club on this, and also Steve Cripps from PMC, and we've kind of plotted out a really nice area that's going to become a new meeting point around the stadium. And actually, if you're at the game tomorrow, you'll be able to see, I believe, a banner roughly in the location that it's going to go, which is going to have a bit more information about the statue, and also a QR code that you can scan, and that will take you to our crowdfunding page as well.
So how much money is now needed to be raised until that target has been reached, and where can supporters actually go to chip in if they'd like to?
So we first began crowdfunding for the statue last summer, and the support of Pompey fans against the backdrop of the cost of living crisis was incredible, and that enabled us to commission Doug to do the sculpture and really get the ball rolling. We're looking now for what will be the final bit of funding to get the project over the line, which is to, first of all, get the statue cast in bronze. And then if we can also go a little bit beyond our initial target of £25,000, it will enable us to really then make that meeting point area around the ground really special. The crowdfunding page that we've just launched has already raised £4,000, and we're so appreciative of everyone that's already chipped in. If you're able to, we'd so appreciate your donations. You can Google Jimmy Dickinson statue, or you can find the details at our Twitter page at Pompey Trust. And we'll also have a bucket collection around the ground on Tuesday night's fixture. So look out for me, come and see me. We've got a card reader as well as the bucket. We'd really, really appreciate your support.
Okay. Now, although many happy to support the cause and pitch in to make this statue a reality, some have questioned why fans are being asked to donate for this, as opposed to perhaps some funding coming from a club itself. Are you able to provide some clarity as to perhaps why this might be the case?
Yeah, I understand why people are asking this, because obviously we do have very wealthy owners. I think it's tricky for them, though, isn't it? They're always going to get criticised. I dare say if they had paid for this statue outright, which, you know, it's a six-figure project, it's an expensive project, there would have been people asking, you know, would we not have been better spending that on a striker or, you know, a player? And, you know, quite reasonably, they're spending their money at the moment on the kind of revenue-generating projects like the upgrading the stadium. I do think that's fair enough. This is a fan-led project. The statue is going to be owned by the PST and will remain under our ownership. And I think it's actually quite a nice feature of this that it's a fan-led project and it's fans remembering Jimmy Dickinson, because actually it's the fan base that this is all about, isn't it? It's us remembering one of our greatest ever players.
Absolutely. Okay. And are there any plans in the future maybe for similar projects to take place for other club legends?
Yeah, who knows? Certainly, I think when this project is finished and people can see this for themselves, I'm really, really certain people are going to love it, and people are going to see this and be really, really proud of it and think this is a brilliant way to commemorate our club's history and to have it on show proudly outside the stadium. So yeah, maybe this could kickstart a few others. I know Ipswich, for example, I was there earlier in the season, they've got three statues. There's certainly no shortage of candidates, is there? We've got so many fantastic players that we could honour in this way. Maybe this statue will kickstart the discussion of who should be next.
Donald Vass from the Pompey Supporters Trust, thank you very, very much for your time this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here on the Footblower. It's been great to hear from you, and it's been great to hear everything about this new Jimmy Dickinson statue. I'm sure myself, like many back home listening in this evening, are very, very excited to finally see this installed near Fratton Park.
Cheers, Jake. Thanks for having me on, and looking forward to a Pompey win tomorrow.